Hey, what's up, Daily Dosers? My name's Austin Payne. I'm one of the high school pastors on the Vista campus, and today I'm excited to dive deeper into the story of the burning bush. And I know Christopher mentioned it yesterday, but it is truly one of my favorite miracles in all of the Bible because Moses is just this awesome character that three chapters into the book of Exodus has already gone on this incredible journey of his mom trying to protect his life and save his life, sends him down this river. He gets picked up by the Egyptians, raised by the military superpower of the day. And yet there's this conflict within Moses that he sees he doesn't really belong to these people. And after a murder scene, flees to this place called Midian. And then as he, in his adult life, he meets God kind of face to face. And there's this incredible story called the burning bush. And if you've grown up around the church, man, it's probably one of the most popular stories in the Old Testament that God encounters, or that Moses encounters God in this bush that's on fire and yet not being consumed. And I love this part in verse 4 of chapter 3 in Exodus. It says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, talking about Moses, God calls to him from within the bush and says, Moses, Moses. And all throughout the Bible, whenever there's this double name, it's usually this reference of this cry for relationship that God will say, Abraham, Abraham. Here he says, Moses, Moses. Later in the New Testament, Jesus will say, Martha, Martha. When God proclaims who he is later in Exodus 34, he says, the Lord, the Lord. There's this double name, this cry for relationship. And God and Moses have this really unique relationship that multiple times throughout the story of the Old Testament and the story of the Exodus, really, of God saving the people of Israel out of Egypt, God and Moses are in communication. They're in relationship. He has this really unique relationship with the God of Israel, and this is kind of the beginning of it. And I love Moses' back and forth with God, that God says, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place you're standing is holy ground. Then he says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hides his face because he's afraid. And then God's going to go on to tell him, this is my plan for you. This is my plan for the people of Israel. And I love Moses' pushback. He says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the people out of Israel out of Egypt? In verse 11, God replies, I will be with you. And then I love Moses asks for God's name. And there's a really unique aspect to the way that Moses asked for God's name. Typically in the Hebrew, a name was very significant. When God changes Abram's name to Abraham, it was significant. When God changes Jacob to Israel, it's important. It has a very deep meaning. And here Moses isn't just asking God, what's your name? He's asking, who are you? What makes you you? When I go to these people, who can I tell them that sent me? And for the first time, God proclaims his name, not just as I am the God of Abraham, or I am the God of Jacob, or up to this point, he said, I am El Shaddai, which is, I am kind of the king of the gods, or I am El Elyon in the Hebrew, which I am the God most high. He's related to his people saying, you all have gods, but I am the God of gods, right? I am over all. I'm the king of gods. And here he says, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Jacob. You've heard of me before. But then when Moses leans in and says, what makes you you? God says this profound statement in verse 14. He says, I am who I am. This is what you were to say when you go to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And really, the statement is so powerful because God is proclaiming to Moses, who I am today, I will continue to be. Who I have been in the past, I still am today, and I will continue to be, which makes Exodus 34, fast forwarding all the way to the end of Exodus, where God shows up to Moses again on a mountain, again passing his glory in front of him, when he says, the Lord, this is my name, Yahweh. I am compassionate. I'm slow to anger. I'm abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. I forgive wickedness, sin. When he proclaims who he is, he's telling Moses, he's telling the people of Israel, remember when I said I am who I am in this miraculous moment where I was set this bush on fire but not consuming it. You were in my presence. I'm telling you that who I was yesterday, who I am today, will continue to be who I am. And I love in this season of uncertainty or in a moment of doubt, we can lean on a God that is unchanging, that who he proclaimed to be in the Old Testament to Moses, who he manifested himself in the flesh through the person of Jesus, is who he continues to be today. And that is a God worth worshiping. That is a God worth leaning into a relationship with. And that's a God that gets me excited to follow him today and to learn more about who he is. Thanks, Daily Dosers. We'll see you tomorrow.